Your mother gave us her cruise itinerary, and even though she's going to be away for Thanksgiving, she plans to return to the States for 6 weeks beginning the first week of December. I told Taylor that I've always wanted a Christmas wedding, and that if he can restore the smaller ballroom, the first floor kitchen, and a few of the second story bedroom suites for out-of-town guests, then there's no reason why we can't have it at the chateau. But before we make any more plans, I'd like to ask if you would stand as my maid of honor. Viola paused, unable to speak because she was still attempting to process Sonia talking about marrying her brother at the end of the year. It was now mid-September, and that meant they had 3 months to plan a wedding and reception. "Of course," she said once she recovered her voice. "I'm honored that you've asked me to be your maid of honor." A beat passed before Sonia said, "I'd also like to ask another favor. I know what you want to ask," Viola said, cutting her off. "You want me to prepare the food for your reception." "How did you know?" She heard laughter in her future sister-in-law's query. "Because how would it look if you hired another caterer to prepare the food when your fiancé's sister is a chef?" That thought would have never crossed my mind. "I know you're ready to supervise your own kitchen, and what better way to advertise your mad skills than at your brother's wedding?" Viola felt a shiver of excitement wash over her as she thought about preparing a wedding banquet at the French-inspired chateau. Sonia talking about holding the ceremony in one of the ballrooms and putting up out-of-town guests in the second-story bedroom suites meant those areas would have to be completely restored before the wedding. And that also included the smaller of the two kitchens. "We have to get together to figure out what you want to serve. But before that, I need to go to Bainbridge House to really check out the kitchen to ascertain what appliances need to be replaced or updated." The first time she'd visited the abandoned house was Easter Sunday, when Elise had taken everyone to the property. Her mother called the on-site caretaker to inform him she was coming and that he should open the gates protecting the estate from trespassers. Viola realized she'd been as awestruck as her brothers when they'd all stared at the structure that had reminded her of Disney's Magic Kingdom.
"Why don't you come now? You do remember how to get here."
Viola scrunched up her nose. "Very funny, Sonia. Of course I remember. I'll text you before I get there so you can have the caretaker open the gates."
"That won't be necessary. The gates are opened around 7 in the morning and aren't closed until 5 or 6 because of the number of workers coming and going. When you get here, just ask anyone where the library is."
Viola ended the call and walked over to the closet to change out of her shorts and flip-flops and into jeans and well-worn Doc Martens. Picking up a wide-tooth comb, she pulled it through her mussed curls before leaving the bedroom and heading for the staircase. She caught a glimpse of her reflection in the entryway mirror as she scooped up a set of keys for the condo and the fob for her mother's late model Subaru. Her hair was longer than she usually wore it, but she decided to wait to visit a salon until later in the month. 25 minutes after leaving Sparta, Viola drove along the private road leading to Bainbridge House. The massive iron gates were open to the path, bordered on both sides with towering age-old trees. She was awed by the panorama unfolding before her eyes. It was as if she'd stepped back in time when landed gentry lived on luxurious estates while competing with one another to host the most sought-after social events of the season. Viola still did not understand why her father had never mentioned the property. It wasn't until after his death that they'd been privy to the historic estate that...